I'm Alan Lytle, 91.3 WUKY News, where it is time for our weekly Capital Chat segment with the editor and publisher of the Frankfurt-based Kentucky Gazette. Laura Cullen-Glasscock is our guest. Hello again, Laura.
Hello again, Alan.
Well, the ad wars are heating up, especially between Mitch McConnell and Amy McGrath. Both want to represent Kentucky as our senator. And you've done a little deep dive onto who is spending and how much they're spending.
That's right, Alan. The anyone who watches television is seeing tons of ads, political ads, both for and against candidates. A lot of the ads are from the candidates' campaigns themselves, but a lot of the ads also are being bought and aired by independent expenditure committees. And those are political entities, PACs, or they can be associations, labor unions, corporations now, thanks to the Citizens United ruling in 2010 from the U.S. Supreme Court. So anybody with any money can run any type of political ad they want, and that's what we're seeing in this race.
Yeah, and we're seeing advocacy ads for both candidates. Of course, they're not allowed to say it's, you know, we're not endorsing one particular candidate over another, but these ads are very negative toward one candidate, so it doesn't take a rocket scientist to figure out who they actually want to win this race.
Well, that's right. And the one thing that it's important to make clear, too, is that these groups are called independent expenditure groups because they operate independently of political campaigns. So there can't be any coordination between the PAC, the IE group, and the candidate's campaign committee. So there has to be that separation. But to your point earlier, I looked at some of the ad buys on just Channel 27 here in Lexington, and these groups are spending millions of dollars. There's one PAC called Keep Kentucky Great, which is aligned with the U.S. Senate leadership, and they are planning to spend over $10 million here in Kentucky on the McConnell-McGrath race, and that was reported by Politico a couple weeks ago. But that's the tip of the iceberg. There are eight other independent expenditure organizations that are working in Kentucky right now.
So that is then on behalf of Senator Mitch McConnell. Who is taking up the McGrath side of things?
On the liberal side, we've got AFSCME, which is a labor union. They're running ads targeting McConnell. Change.org is an organization calling for justice in the Breonna Taylor case. It's highlighting racial inequities. There's one called Ditch Mitch, so we can figure out pretty easily what that one is, what that lean is there. Another one that's out there is Preserve, Protect, and Defend. And I looked into that a little bit. Hard to find information. It's run by a Democratic operative. So that's a Democratic group. And they're in here spending over $40,000 just on Channel 27. So again, that $40,000 from Preserve, Protect, Defend is just on Channel 27. It doesn't include WLEX or WTVQ or radio or web. It's just those expenditures that have to be reported to the Federal Communication Commission.
So these are outside groups, and we already know that Mitch McConnell and Amy McGrath themselves are blistering the airwaves with their respective ads as well.
That's right. These two have raised multi-millions of dollars. At the last reporting period for the Federal Elections Commission, Amy McGrath had raised $47 million for her campaign, and Senator McConnell had raised close to $40 million, I think $39 and some change. So they are blanketing the airwaves, as you say, and not just the airwaves, but we're seeing billboards and print ads, radio. And as you had noted, the web stream on some of the TV stations are picking up advertising as well.
Well, there's obviously no escaping these ads right now. And the next time we talk, we'll probably, kind of discuss how effective they are. But for now, that'll have to wrap it up for this edition of Capital Chat. My guest has been the editor and publisher of the Frankfurt-based Kentucky Gazette, Laura Cullen-Glasscock, and we'll talk next week.
Sounds good. Thanks, Alan.